Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our 66 summary verses of the Bible. Joining me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew as we round out our third book written by Solomon. We have looked at already Song of Solomon, Proverbs, and now Ecclesiastes. Good to see you today, Nathaniel. Would you mind talking us through the verse that summarizes Ecclesiastes, please?
Sure. We are going to go to one of the more familiar chapters in Ecclesiastes for our verse this time, and it is Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 11. Most people are going to be familiar with chapter 3 in Ecclesiastes because it starts off with, "There is a time, a season for everything under heaven." And this is at the end of that section where Solomon summarizes it, saying, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." Now, Ecclesiastes is another one of those books that is a challenge for many people to read through because it seems to give a message that's actually contradictory to what we as Christians would believe. Because the theme is, everything is worthless. Everything is worthless. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity, Solomon says over and over again throughout the book. But we have to understand that message in the context of the entire book. What Solomon is doing, and as we've talked about with these other books, Solomon is writing this book at the end of his life. He's reflecting back on all of the misspent years that the Lord had given to him. And as he reflects on those misspent years, he says, it's all vanity. If I seek my glory, if I seek my pleasure, that's worthless. It doesn't matter what I accomplish. It's worthless in the end because it's not going to stick around. It's not going to be beneficial in eternity. But while that seems to be a depressing view of life, Solomon also has another sub-theme, and that is that if we honor God with our gifts, with our time, with our lives, and everything that God has given to us, then even the little things that seem insignificant and unimportant to the eyes of the world become extremely significant and important. And that's where our verse comes in. He has made everything beautiful in its time. For example, Neil, the way in which our culture today says that family or children aren't important. There's other things that are much more grand, much greater. Those are the things that you need to strive for. And if a person, if they don't do those small things and they achieve seemingly big things, you lose out on the beautiful that God has given the opportunity for here in this life when it's put in its proper place. He has made all things, everything beautiful in its time. And so work, family, children, vocation, all of those things become beautiful when we put God first. And when we look forward to the blessings and the gifts that God gives to us here in time as well as in eternity.
I like the way you put the positive spin on it, because definitely when I read through Ecclesiastes, you just come away with Solomon's in his age, he's thinking of all the wisdom, all the fame, all of the women, all of the wealth that he had, and he's basically lamenting them all and saying, "What did all those things actually get me? What of those things am I going to take with me now that I'm at the end of my life?" And so I like that you're reflecting on the oneness that he sought with the Lord, and how that was his top priority at the end of his life. I do believe we as Christians can see the positive and recognize that he is passing down to the next generations the one thing needful, that relationship with the Lord. And once that relationship is in place, then, like you mentioned, I think really well, all those other things that the Lord gives to us to take care for have a whole different meaning, not with dying with the most toys or most pleasures, but dying with the Savior and living that life in service to the Savior with all that he gives us in our wisdom, in our wealth, in our talents, in our family, and cherishing those things and not abusing them. So I think we really see Christ in that, because Christ displays that his biggest treasure was living and serving us. And that's the joy we have in the gospel. And that's what we can see that is ours to continue to rejoice in every single day.
Let's close with prayer. I'm going to use another section from the hymnal as a summary for the book of Ecclesiastes and the treasure that is ours. Many spend their lives in fretting over trifles and in getting things that have no solid ground. I shall strive to win a treasure that will bring me lasting pleasure and that now is seldom found. Well, he knows what best to grant me, all the longing hopes that haunt me. Joy and sorrow have their day. I shall doubt his wisdom never. As God will, so be it ever. I to him commit my way. If on earth my days he lengthen, he my weary soul will strengthen. All my trust in him I place. Earthly wealth is not abiding, like a stream away is gliding. Safe I anchor in his grace. Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.